assessment of how far humanity has evolved in the path of progress and in creating the conditions for the emergence of an ever-advancing civilization depends on the choice of the starting point. Viewed in the context of the past century, there can be no doubt that our achievements have been without parallel and have set the basis for a new stage of human development, one that will greatly test our will, our intellectual resources, our ingenuity, the maturity of our political systems, and our collective imagination. The post-war period has witnessed a rapid expansion in the scale of the global economy. This process has been fueled by rapid population growth, by a significant acceleration in the pace of scientific and technological development, and by our enhanced abilities to tap into the planet's natural resources. An additional factor which, during the past three decades, has had a particularly powerful influence has been the information and communications revolution, which has boosted productivity and catalyzed a remarkable process of global economic and social integration. Of course, reflecting the absence of adequate mechanisms for international cooperation, to say nothing of an infrastructure for global governance, these processes have been disorderly and have coexisted with negative trends which have brought humanity to its present predicament. The emergence of environmental limits to the very economic growth that has contributed to the alleviation of human suffering, to pulling hundreds of millions of people out of extreme poverty, and to creating greater opportunity for vast segments of the world's population. Yes, the prevailing economic paradigm has serious flaws. It leads to episodes of instability and contributes to perturbing trends such as growing income disparities and the unsustainable use of non-renewable resources. There is little comfort in suggesting that, notwithstanding its shortcomings, it has proved to be far superior in terms of improving overall living standards to competing ideologies during much of the past century. A new development model may indeed be necessary, but pending its formulation, we would be well advised to work within the system that we have. It has features that, while far from perfect, have proved resilient and probably transfer over to any new development paradigm. Among these, one would include respect for property rights, progressive taxation, this use of the government budget as a key mechanism for income redistribution, universal education, gender equality, and most important, the maintenance and further development of the institutions which underpin our increasingly complex global economy. The starting point must be the consciousness of the oneness of humankind, which will lead to the creation of laws and institutions that are universal in both character and authority. In terms of the evolution of institutional arrangements, the most immediate need is to increase the level of trust between governments, many of which have been remarkably untrustworthy in respecting their international agreements. Without trust, international cooperation cannot advance. A focus on transparency and reducing corruption to achieve more effective governance will also help governments to move in the right direction and reduce the significant level of tax evasion among the wealthy and businesses. Within the economic system, a stronger focus on ethical behavior and social and environmental responsibility needs to be included in corporate charters and government regulations to widen the accountability of business leaders. This then needs to be extended to the international level, where multinational corporations and financial institutions presently escape from essential controls and much national taxation. Recent efforts to develop social enterprises and alternative economic relationships are encouraging signs that change is taking place in many parts of the world. This presentation has argued that in confronting the challenges of climate change and the other threats which cast a shadow over our future prosperity, concerted action will be necessary on a number of such fronts. Some of these will demand political leadership, particularly those that may require a reallocation of government spending priorities. for instance, toward conservation, other forms of mitigation, and greater investment in the development of green technologies and alternative fuels. None, however, will bear fruit without the support of others outside government. The 21st century has delivered a new diplomacy, one in which the search for solutions to global problems will increasingly involve coalitions of enlightened governments, civil society organizations, and the business community. Of course, failure to act will increase our vulnerability to multiple interrelated crises with unforeseen costs for human welfare. Whether we find the collective will to act now to stem the tide of future crises, or whether we wait for catastrophe to force change upon us, is perhaps the central question of our time. While it is not clear today whether we will have the wisdom to act now, we certainly have the capacity to move to a sustainable development path, and that in doing so, we could well usher in a new stage in the evolution of the human race, one that is likely to involve a quantum leap in terms of our collective achievements as a human family.